headlines. EAZ highlights growth in Zambia's key sectors and Union of Government Allied Workers calls for protection of public workers contesting elections. The Economics Association of Zambia says it has seen a notable performance in key economic sectors like mining, agriculture, tourism, transport and industrial local productions. Speaking in an executive interview with Zanice in Lusaka, Union National Secretary Dr. Nicholas Mainza notes that economic growth has been positive because of the policies that have been implemented by government. However, he highlighted that despite the economy improving, consumer household commodity prices remained high across the board, with the manufacturers not reducing the prices of goods and services. Zambia Union of Government and Allied Workers, UG, President Muyavua Kabisa has urged authorities and stakeholders to ensure that public service workers who wish to contest in Zambia's 2026 general elections are not victimized or condemned, but instead supported as they exercise their constitutional rights. Mr. Kabisa said participation in governance was a legitimate aspiration that should not deflect hostility or intimidation within the public service. He, however, stressed that the legal framework governing public officers must be strictly observed, citing the Electoral Code of Conduct under Section 110 of the Electoral Process Act of 2016, which prohibits public servants from engaging in active partisan political activities while still in employment. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
China has described the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports as irresponsible and dangerous. The measure came into force on Monday after peace talks failed over the weekend. President Trump said he ordered the blockade to force Iran to give up its nuclear ambitions and end its near total closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Analysts say the move is also designed to put pressure on China, the biggest buyer of Iranian oil, to encourage Tehran to open the strait. Israel and Lebanon's ambassadors to the United States are expected to participate in direct talks in Washington later about Israel's war with the Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah.
News 360. The U.S. dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 17 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 79 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 43 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 16 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Manchester United defender Lisandro Martinez was sent off for pulling the hair of Leeds United striker Dominic Calvert-Lewin in their 2-1 loss at Old Trafford, with manager Michael Carrick calling it one of the worst decisions he has ever seen. Martinez, who's 28, was shown a straight red card by referee Paul Tierney and will now face a 3-match suspension, although Carrick suggested afterwards the club could appeal against the decision. The hosts were trailing 2-0 to Noah Okafor's first-half double when the Argentine tried to stop Leeds striker Calvert-Lewin by holding his hair in an off-the-ball incident after being caught in the face himself. Tierney was instructed to review the incident on the pitch side monitor by the video assistant referee before sending off Martinez. Osaka is partly sunny with the highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. EAZ highlights growth in Zambia's key sectors and Union of Government Allied Workers calls for protection of public workers contesting elections. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original. Fruity guava. Fruity mango. Fruity pineapple. Fruity apple. And fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 Rock FM, Lusaka. The real home of the hits.
Oh,
Worldwide. Rock FM. Rock FM.
You give me your mind.
Thank you.